Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and this is Amy Roberts from her album, Revelocity. And it doesn't have a lot of velocity to it, but that's a great title for an album. This is called Montana. That was kind of neat, wasn't it? Amy Roberts from the album Revelocity. The cut was called Montana. Nice voice. Really cool voice. And I also kind of want to know what strings she uses. I don't think she uses light gauge. And they got a nice sustain on them. So if anybody knows what kind of strings Amy Roberts uses, let me know. Because I want to see if I can make that work. All right. Okay. Revelocity. The song again was called Montana by Amy Roberts. All righty, here's one more. Here's one more from the Eva Laden or Laden band from the album Jump the Fire. Have it all.
A one, two, a one. You can have it all, but not at the same time. You can live a life of rock and roll, but you better save your dimes. 'Cause we're all gonna grow old. You can't see it at the time, but years go by, and one day you'll find you can have it all, but not at the same time.
My one never left me. Still my one couldn't stay. And so I try to write my story while I'm stuck in my own purgatory, wondering if Tennyson was right. And it's too late now for me to go and change my plans, but I can count the things I want upon my own two hands. To have and hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, richer or poorer, in sickness and in health, and it's simply growing colder. Take me now. Side of love makes no difference who or where or when. So it goes, and I suppose each one bears his cross alone. Maybe I'll get lucky in the end. And it's too late now for me to go and change my plans, that I can feel it start to slip away like footprints in the sand. Still I can count the things I want upon my own two hands. Have and hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, richer or poorer, in sickness and in health, and it's simply growing older. Take me now.
A train out of La Mancha, and it carried him down to the sea. Give me a one-way ticket to where you think I'd rather be. I don't know where the sun rises now, and I don't know where she will be. He caught a train from a Spanish sunrise, headed into an Irish sea. And out upon a tossing ocean, he was sick with the movement of the waves. In the desk he found a faded journal, and he settled down to reading every page. Sun had gone down and his lamps had all burned low when the last entry finally set him free. He caught a train from a Spanish sunrise, headed into an Irish sea. There came the sound of summer running as he stood beside the railing in the dawn, and a half-remembered memory inside him awakened from a slumber decades long. And casting aside the mirrored face he wore, against his tail a gentle mutiny, he caught a train from a Spanish sunrise, headed into an Irish sea. Time Time flies like an arrow, straight toward the setting sun with nothing left behind. A season fine for Prometheus set free, and a medicine for melancholy found upon the sea. He caught a train out of La Mancha, and it carried him down to the sea. Oh, now, give me a one-way ticket to where you think I'd rather be. Don't know where the sun rises now, and I don't know where she will be. He caught a train from a Spanish sunrise, headed into an Irish sea.
Well, Cray Van Kirk from his new album, The Road to Elfland, and Medicine for Melancholy. That's a good song. That's a real good song. Before that, Wes Waddell. And his, from his new album called Nobody's Flag. And To Have and To Hold. All of these songs on Wes Waddell's album were inspired by literary endeavors. Most of them greats. And it's really cool. I mean, there's stuff like Slaughterhouse-Five on here and Lonesome Dove and some things like that. And then there's some lesser-known poets and some things like that that inspire what he wrote. And then the other cool thing about this Wes Waddell album, and it's a really cool thing, and it really is the Wes Waddell band, and that is no longer Wes Waddell with backup. It really is a consorted effort on the part of this ensemble that the bulk of which he brought to the Damon Barn there in Lewiston about three years back. And he's coming back on June the 18th, the Damon Barn. It's a Saturday. It's part of their concert series, Wes Waddell. And I believe he's bringing the band. This is sort of an album release. Even though this album came out last fall, it hasn't been released much over here. And, of course, Wes Waddell has family over here. His parents live here. He was raised here and went to Pullman High School. And I first met him, we did a production of The Grapes of Wrath. And there was a narrative piece about 7 minutes long. And he was playing the music underneath, playing guitar. He was a high school kid then. And basically he got caught for some reason or other. He had to play a D minor. Had to play a D minor chord for 7 minutes. Those of you who play guitar know that a D minor chord for 7 minutes isn't a very creative way of doing things. And probably that's why Wes Waddell is such a tolerant, nice guy, because it taught him a whole bunch. All righty? We're going to play this next cut from him, and this is inspired by Larry McMurtry's book, Lonesome Dove.
To do seemed to make sense at the time. The call of adventure kept leading me on, pushing mistakes out of mind. I roped and I wrangled all over the range, trying to do what was right. And everything I ever wanted to do seemed to make sense at the time. Everything I ever wanted to do has come with an unforeseen cost. I weighed all the risks and then all the sometimes my counting was off. I stand by my work and I hold no regrets. I ain't called Nobody Boss. And everything I ever wanted to do has come with an unforeseen cost. So it's up in the morning and out to the pens, catching the day by the horns. No time for questions or wondering why. Is that all the life that you know? To do has only just lately been done. The history books will not mention my name after I'm long dead and gone. Triumphs abound, but I'm a victim of fate. I should have burned out instead of fading away. Born 10 years too early or 10 years too late. Trying to get farther along. And everything I ever wanted to do has only just lately been done. Yeah, everything I ever wanted to do has only just lately been done. Farther along, we'll know more about. Farther along, we'll understand why. So cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
Said the writing on the wall. Look for me on the A train headed south when you thought you wouldn't find me at all. I've been watching you all your life, waiting for the day I would take you down under the hill. 7 years, 7 months, 7 days. So ride with me o'er the ferny brae, through the rivers of blood that run, on the road from the Island Hills. Sing for me at my bed and board. Sing for me in the dawn. Sing for me as the crowd rushes in and the loudspeaker says to get on. Sing for me by the sun and the moon, though neither one hang in the sky. Electric blue is the light underground as the time passes seamlessly by. Trade your songs for silence now, to the truth has your tongue been trained, till the winds and the sea.
again, it will be for a very short time. For when the sun finally sets in the west and you give your last breath to the sky, oh, into the sunlight and under the hill, Summer King, Summer King, Summer King, we will fly. Sunlight and under the hill, Summer King, oh, Summer King, we will fly.
Was meant wrong. The thing that I soon learned about telling stories is no one eats them up like folk back home. A rainbow is special, so don't happen every day. I'll wish upon a star when I get down. To appreciate the sunshine, you must understand the gray. Home is where I know my way around. That offers fame and fortune, and you can chase that shiny light till you go blind. I'll pat you on the back, I'll push you forward, and you know right where I'll be when you get tired. A rainbow is special, cause it don't happen every day, and I'll wish upon a star when I get down. And to appreciate the sunshine, you must understand the gray. Home is where I know my way around. Well, I still love the road for the people. I still set off now and then on down the track. I love to throw my arms around the great wide open, and now I love it just as much when I get back. Cause there ain't nothing like my city on a clear day. There ain't nothing like that mountain in your face. There ain't nothing like the water all around you. And that ain't something that the rain can wash away. Special, it don't happen every day, and I wish upon a star when I get down. To appreciate the sunshine, you must understand the gray. And home is where I know my way around. Yeah, a rainbow is special, it don't happen every day, and I wish upon a star when I get down. To appreciate the sunshine, you must understand the gray. Home is where I know my way around. Yeah, home is where I know my way around. I know my way around. Ooh, ooh.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. To appreciate the sunshine, you must understand the gray. Rainbows are special because they don't happen every day. Yeah, so that was inspired, of course, by The Wizard of Oz. called Gray Day from Wes Waddell's latest album, Nobody's Flag. And he will be at the Damon Barn on June the 18th. I think those are like 7 o'clock, 7:30 shows. Just show up early. Hang out and talk to Wes and his band. His band is loaded up with really cool people. His producer, her name is, I think, Lisa or Elisa or something. Anyway, she's amazing. She's got the right ear. She's got a little recording studio, and she is just awesome as a producer. I think I would, as a producer and a combination engineer and arranger, that would be someone, if I was doing another album, I think I'd hunt up and pay about $40, because that's about all I'd have. All righty, I'll take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we had Cray Van Kirk in that set as well. We're coming back for lots, lots, lots more music with a group called Weight of the Century. And Weight of the World and the Western Century is the name of the group. Anyway, we're coming back with those guys. Hang on, because we are coming back. Hang on now.
This program is supported by your financial contribution and by Pullman Disposal Service. Enrollment is open now for City of Pullman residents who want to receive curbside yard waste collection, provided March through November. Information at 334-1914 and on the yard waste collection page at pullmandisposal.com.
It looks like it's going to heat up even more before cooling down again next week. Sunshine to start off this weekend, remaining clear and starry tonight with a light wind. Then it's sunny and hotter tomorrow through Tuesday, before it starts cooling down with a chance of showers by Wednesday. Highs today on the Palouse of 85, Lewis Clark Valley 92.
Daylight out of it, steadfast. setting sun.
Another 100 miles to go. Will anybody see the show? Now we're driving.
Gosh, I'm not supposed to play this track. Oh no. Yeah, it says right here, FCC red flags. Let's play the next track. Oh, the group is called Western Century. Philosophical country music. I kind of like that. What will they say about us now? And before that, the weight of the world. And there's some cuts on here I'm not supposed to play. Looking at the lyric here, it doesn't seem too bad. But anyway, they say don't play them. FCC red flags all over the place. But I'll tell you one thing. I've played more songs on this show before. Anyway, they say don't. So we won't. Anyway, but we did play The Weight of the World, which is the title cut of this wonderful album, actually. And, you know, you might not like the country sound, but it's alternative country, and the lyrics are really cool. What will they say about us now? The apple tree growing next to the rose there in the big city and talking this stuff over. What will they say about us now? I'm not even worried about that. It's like, what are they still saying about what I did 25 years ago? Oh, my goodness. Speaking of 25 years ago, and actually much longer ago than that, I remember I bought a Riley and Maloney album, and it was a live album. It was their live album. I have it here someplace. And I bought it, and in those days in Pullman, there was a Budget Tapes and Record Store downtown. And I had just, this was 78, I guess, 77, 78. And I just started to get more assertive about being a visually impaired person and getting around town. And I had my first dog. And so it was really cool just to take a trip down, go to the local record store. And in those days, you know, we were buying Steve Goodman and Brian Bowers and Mary McCaslin and all these people now that we almost take for granted. And later on, old Battlefield Band and Silly Wizard and the Bothy Band and all of that stuff. And I bought this group, Riley Maloney, with not really even knowing what was going on, and encountered that wonderful duet of Ginny Riley and David Maloney. And it was really exciting for me when in 1981 I was asked by the old Ahab's Whale folks up in Spokane to open for these guys. But I remember when I heard that first album in 77, 78, that live album, and they had another one down there, their first album, and I had to run down to the record store and grab that next album. And just the excitement of knowing that that new album, that new Riley and Maloney album was coming out, was so awesome to me. And in those days, there was major, major excitement when your favorite album was coming out. Now music is so readily available and people do advanced stuff on iTunes and YouTube and all this kind of thing, that the excitement, the generated excitement, that anticipation isn't quite what it used to be. And I'm only thinking about this because David Maloney has a brand new album out, and David had a bout with pneumonia and some cancer and things, and he's still around now in 2016. And I've got to open for him and hang out with these guys, and it's just neat that David's still doing it, and David's still around, and he's still pumping out some awesome songs. David Maloney is. All righty? First track from his brand new album called My Father's Shoulders goes like this.
I love poetry. I love words. I like turtles. I love birds. Some things crawl while others fly. Well, it got me to thinking about you and I. We had to roll with the punches when things got tough. Had to hold on tight when the road got rough. We had to change direction in the middle of the stream. But we're still hanging together, you and me. You like sunshine, I like rain. You love flowers, I love trains. Sometimes I wonder how we ever knew that we belong together, me and you. Some things are just meant to be, don't know the reason. No need to solve this mystery. We're still walking through the seasons, hand in hand. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, over hills and valleys and the time goes by. I hit rock bottom and you pulled me through, showed me what the power of love could do. We're still walking together side by side, through the autumn leaves down by the riverside. It's been a long road, sometimes a hard climb, a sad song with a good rhyme, a twilight dream, a time to rest and remember the ways that we've been blessed. Some things are just meant to be, don't know the reason. Like the tide that rules the sea, we're still walking through the seasons, hand in hand. I love poetry, I love words. I dig turtles, I love birds. Some things crawl while others fly. Well, it got me to think about you and I. Yeah, I got to think about me and you. Riding high, singing the blues. Got me to think about the long road home. I still love you more, honey, than you'll ever know. Yeah.
built a house that love builds, and then we burned it into the ground. We break through all the embers, but ash was all we found. When love is built on tinder, and it flirts with the flickering flame, and all I've got left is my loneliness, my heartache, and my name. No battle is ever won. The end in sight almost never comes. And seamless love is the construct of philosophers and fools. A man who says he needs no aid, and with him I can't agree. For he's never seen the glowing light of a lighthouse from the sea. He's never felt the tender love in the heart of a storm. And all he's got left is his loneliness and his new flame to stay warm. Cause no battle is ever won. The end in sight almost never comes. And seamless love is the construct of philosophers and fools. Of regret, we realized as it starts, love's not through with us yet. Love is built on tinder, and it flirts with the flickering flame. A true love is never a constant, oh Lord, it never stays the same.
Seamless love is the construct of philosophers and fools. Yes, indeed. That's Western Century, Way to the World. And we have another one from David Maloney. This album is a collection of the prayers. And the prayers and all the thoughts and people that were with him when he was in the darkest need, he says. And he's so grateful. That's David Maloney just all over. I remember when the great David Ray told me, he said, the thing about David Maloney is he's just got his heart on his sleeve the whole time. And that's true.
Of honor around the neck of a brave young soldier standing there in the land of the free. Now that the battle is over, words of his deeds floated into the air. I could see in his eyes he'd gone back over there. His quivering lips spoke not a word, yet all I could hear was why war. War. Why war? ones say, since I was a kid, there will always be war, so go bury the dead and stand by the graves of the heroes and martyrs, and always remember your sons and your daughters. But why should we settle for what went before? We're losing our children the whole world over. Dignitaries to the edge of town and the cemetery where the bugle blows and we bow our heads. We bless the past and praise the dead while the children ask what lies ahead. Why war? Why war? Why war?
There's a knick-knack shell. It's a giant prime Sunday morning, and all is well. Yellow onion, red and green pepper, farm fresh eggs, cheese and ham. I smile cause I think of dinner. I heat up my favorite on the pan. Memories that can't be bought, they just take care of themselves.
It's a Jan Frank Sunday morning, and all is well. All is well, all is fine. Heaven or hell, that's the state of mind. It's a giant prime Sunday morning. It's a giant prime Sunday morning. It's a giant prime Sunday morning. And all is well. All is well.
Dave Zobel there. He's got it down. He's got all the nuances and everything. It's a John Prine Sunday morning. What a great title for a song, and what a great song, actually. He's got it. I've had John Prine Sunday mornings before. My gosh, I hope John Prine has heard that. That's pretty good. And then that wonderful song, Memorial Day, from David Maloney's brand new album. David Maloney, who just keeps on keeping on. For so many, many years. Oh my gosh. We're going to hear one more from him in the next hour. We got all kinds of other stuff. Stuff I never even heard of. Scary. It's kind of like just wandering around without a compass or something. But so far it's worked. Amanda Cully doing the playlists. And when you go on Tuesday, check out the playlist. That's probably when it'll get posted. And there you go. You can say, oh, Amanda Cully did that. Oh, my gosh, I know her. Anyway, you could do that. That's if you do, want to, whatever. D-M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu is the email to email me at. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. And I'll get back to you sooner than later, because I like talking to people as long as they listen. And I listen back. I promise. All right, we're coming back. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And we are coming back. Hang on, because we're coming back.
Jesus,